Maine Senator Susan Collins is claiming a victory for lobstermen in President Trump's just-announced trade deal with China. But after taking a big hit during the height of the trade war, some in the industry are being more cautious about the latest developments. Fred Bever has our story.
Collins says she repeatedly urged U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, an old acquaintance, to prioritize the lobster industry in his talks with China.
The result of the retaliatory tariff that China had imposed on the industry was to cause that export business to plummet by some 84%. Even worse, the business was going to Canada. And I told him I was very concerned that if this were not resolved soon, we would not be able to get that business back.
Over the course of the two countries' trade war, China's tariffs on American lobster had risen to more than 30%. While it is up to China to decide exactly how to increase its lobster purchases, Collins says she believes the result will be a renewal for a healthy expansion of that market for Maine's lobstermen. Annie Salikas, executive director of the Maine Lobster Dealers Association, says that after 19 months of increased tariffs, she is taking more of a wait-and-see approach.
This definitely gives us an opportunity. There is no mention in this U.S.-China Phase 1 trade deal about tariff reductions, but China's agreement to purchase agricultural products, which includes seafood and specifically mentions lobster, is definitely a step in the right direction for our industry.
Although the state's lobster harvest appears to be retreating from record highs of the decade that just ended, lobstermen are reporting healthy prices at the dock, as much as $6 or $7 a pound. But the story can be different for other parts of the industry, particularly for wholesalers losing trade with China to companies that do business in both the U.S. and Canada.
So the Canadians took my lobster supply. Then the Canadians took my customers.
Steph Netto is co-owner of the lobster company and Arundel dealer. She says many of the harvesters she used to buy from have been selling instead to Canadian processors, which she says then resell the product to China without the tariff penalty. Netto doesn't think she'll be able to claw back the 40% loss of export sales her company has dealt with since the trade war emerged.
It's hard to be optimistic. I used to run a night shift. Right, so there was people that worked on a night shift, and I don't no longer have a night shift. It's not required.
Netto says she is hopeful, skeptically hopeful, that the Chinese tariffs might be dropped to pre-2018 levels. But as of her most recent conversations with her former buyers in China, she says there's been no indication about how or when their government might try to meet the goals of the new trade agreement. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.
And in a press statement late this afternoon, Senator Angus King said he is encouraged by the language about lobster in the trade agreement. He said he's also concerned that it, quote, does not appear to specify a minimum purchase amount, nor does it remove the existing tariffs so our lobster can be competitively priced with Canadian lobster.